Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
I love that you put, like, pussy and bloated are two words that go together for you.
Well,
have you seen my pussy lately?
Have you? I mean, do you need me to move the shot?
All that vodka goes straight to my pussy.
I know. That's where my labia holds my alcohol. That's why I can drink so much, because my body, I think my liver actually fell out and is in my left pussy lip.
Well, I think what's amazing is how the human body will adapt. Like, your liver shut down, so your labia just went, I'll take over.
I know.
And so now your labia is doing double duty.
Yeah. Someone the other day when I squirted, they're like, squirting's urine. I'm like, no, it's liver bile. Thank you very much. I don't squirt urine.
That
huh?
is so gross. Oh, jeez.
We have our first serious guest here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stephen. Are we not being serious right now?
No.
And that guest is the... is.
No, we are not. Guys, this is a very important business relationship for me to maintain. Jasmine helps me make a good portion of my living.
Stephen's starting out nervous already. He's
so nervous. What are you scared? Why? I feel like he's ashamed of us almost.
Oh, no. I'm just, you know.
Well, let's introduce our guest.
Please.
I forgot her last name.
Jasmine Takanikos.
Oh, that's right. I was reading your website.
Brand Human.
Thank you. Steven's like, he's like, let me just say the real shit so these bitches don't fuck it up for me.
Thank you for coming last week.
Dude, thank you for having me. Wendy,
I couldn't go because, again, I'm here in LA, but Wendy got to go to your, what's the name of the company again?
I have a methodology called Brand Human. So I do talks on different subjects based on what I feel sort of interested in. It's kind of selfish.
Which
see, perfect
in.
For the show.
This is the Selfish Help Podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Great. Perfect. I started off on the right brand tune.
See, it's perfect. Yeah. Well, that's what
you're so good at your job. You're just constantly branding
all the time.
You're on brand so hard. You are branding so hard right now.
I'm trending.
But what was that event that you went to, Wendy?
Well, let Jasmine explain it. That was her.
Oh,
I trust her
to explain things more.
I am sort of shitty. And when it comes to social responsibility, I give money to the ACLU and to Wikipedia. But that's all I do. I don't really do anything else other than put communities together and try to think about new ways to do things. But I wanted to develop like a way of being like an activist, but in my way, based on my lifestyle needs and my lifestyle profile. So I'm not going to go and like be on picket lines. Like, I'm just not going to do that. I have a thing with crowds. Like, I won't function at my highest level in that way. And I don't really know what else to do. So I created a talk around like, how do we create activism profiles based on lifestyle habits?
Yeah.
And it was the first one. And it was like, a total beta. I don't know if this is going to work, but we had people create their online dating or this idea of creating an online dating profile for who you would want to match with from a company standpoint with activism or like different companies you can get involved with.
And I really,
that that's interesting.
I really just wanted Wendy to experience the,
that was a
the
very different actually,
it was.
Brand Human than I normally do. Cause number one, I don't usually have someone right next to me. I like have someone as a guest speaking. Mm-hmm. And that was in concept with my colleague Jaya. And then Ludlow House is a whole different like bag of tricks than the 14th Street House. It's much more like loungy.
Yeah.
14th Street is like chairs and...
So Jasmine, how would you explain what you do to normals?
To idiots like us.
You know, I don't know how to explain it to normals because I don't really work or live or am around normals. And I don't think these ladies are all normals or you probably wouldn't be messing with them.
It sounded like you said alt normal, which sums them up pretty well.
It did and I was into it.
Alt normal.
That's
a pretty good label.
I don't know really what normal is, but I am a branding and marketing and business development strategist. I'm an educator. That's what I do.
Well, because I talked to at the Ludlow House. Mm-hmm. So I went and it was really cool. And the cool thing that Jasmine did at the thing is there was this like multiple choice test that you take like in the back of a magazine, you know, like in a glamour magazine or whatever. And then whichever letters you got the most of, then after we took the test, and that I thought was super helpful.
Yeah.
And that was really cool because it was basically like based on your personality and what you would naturally do in your life and how you feel comfortable interacting with the world and people around you, different ways in which you can get involved in activism. And that was super helpful because it was like an easy hands-on and there were lists of it that you don't even think about. Cause I do the same.
I love that.
Yeah. It was just like a way for me to explore this topic. And I felt that I could know more about it if I did it, but it ended up being a lot bigger than I thought. Like people from Camp David were there, the UN, the Economist, like it's actually now pushing a much larger conversation for me. And who knows, in a year I could be like organizing people on a major level from social media. Don't know. It could have like interesting ripple effects because it's one of those simple things. It's simple, but it could be
people
powerful.
Love easy.
Totally. So who knows? And it's selfish, and you have to have, I said this a little bit in my talk, but I think you have to have all strategies in order to engage people have to be somewhat self-serving these days because so many people are just obsessed with anything that directly helps self. So if they're the fucking soup kitchen, they're like still, they have to Snapchat it or Insta story it, or like, it still has to be like seen for it to be cool or interesting or valid to their network. So I'm trying to work with what we got, and we got a real selfish society. So I'm not trying to say like, let's do something completely different, but let's like work around what people are used to. I also, my ex, you know, one of the reasons why we had like we broke up 2 years ago. And I actually shared this with when I was doing the concept, I was like, because he was on a pulpit and I didn't see action. I saw a lot of Twitter shit. And I saw a lot of Facebook shit. Mm. That's fucking great. But what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
You're going to add to the anger by just chatting about it.
Yeah.
And I have a big issue with that.
And
with
you,
people that just say stuff on social media.
We all
media
have our communities that do that, right? So it's like, okay, like let's you either make you accountable for the fact that you do that because it sucks, or, you know, like take action. Did you guys see the Louis C.K. Saturday Night Live skit about like
about
the white guy?
Yeah, the couch activism.
The couch activism.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Steve is mad. So Steve goes over to Facebook and says, I'm mad. You know what I mean? It's like, it's that shit. Then
that is what I do.
I just, you know.
I have plenty of friends like that.
We all do. It could mean nothing. It could mean everything. That's my life every day.
But the thing too is something like that is like you're trying. Well, that's everybody's life every day.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But Jasmine, I will say is Jasmine has a knack of kind of picturing the change that she wants to be and getting there. You know, that's why I thought she was such a good person for us to bring in early, because the projects, when I work with her on projects, she has this way of just kind of cutting to the core of what people are, what they're trying to accomplish, who they're trying to be, and then helping them design, you know, almost like a regimen of social media that works for them.
And it goes beyond social, because I don't really care about social. It's like more just, what is your communication strategy as a person, right? What is your marketing strategy? What do you have to fucking do? What works naturally for you? So I start there. I don't start at social media, which makes it better.
Yeah.
You know, starting with social media can be so problematic, you know? Because you start.
How so?
Because it's just not human based. It's not, it isn't really you. It's already a fabrication of you. So if you start with the fabrication, the authentic shit goes away, you know? It's like, whoa, this is working for you on social, but like, what's up with you as a human? Who do you want to connect to? What work are you putting out in the world? What are your affiliations? What is your aesthetic? What are your habits? I just tend to look like it. I mean, I'm a more overall brand strategist. I've kind of created a new model for small to medium-sized businesses around like how to shape your whole business. And I cover every single thing. And I have an advisory business where I work with clients hourly. So I touch a lot of different industries, a lot of different people. And I kind of made up what I do, you know, because I saw a need for it.
That's so.
So did we.
Cool. Yeah.
So we need your help.
Okay.
So here's what we wanted to do. And that's, and I know But see, that was good. We were ourselves out of the gate talking about livers and pussy lips. So just from that little bit.
Yeah. I'd never actually had that visual before. So I thank you for a new visual.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
So we need to work. So, okay. As far as our brand, here's we got to work on the show Jammers, because we want to do selfish help, which that's kind of what you're into. So we need to figure, like, with social media. Okay. Cause we are, this is already bad. As of right now, when we're recording this, we have not released the podcast. Oh my God. I can't believe I said that.
It's coming out soon.
Breaking the fourth wall.
And so we have the social media account set up, mm-hmm. Instagram and Twitter for the show. And we're like uploading. So I've marked all the pictures that we took for each episode. And if you're listening to this now, I'm lying, and it's all happening in real time.
And we just got our theme music.
I know, we just got theme music.
That's very exciting.
Did you like hire someone to do an original score?
I had a good friend that owed me a favor because we're broke.
Nice, perfect. That's many pluses behind Steven's talents. Mm. Bag of tricks.
Thank God I didn't have to give a blowjob for that music, because I would have done it too. It's a great intro song. It's phenomenal. I would have done it. No, I would have given a hand job. They used our vocals. Do you know they didn't even do so?
Yeah, I was gonna say blowjob is too far.
Those were re-recorded vocals.
Were they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I changed. Then I guess I'll put my tongue back into this thing.
So what's the launch strategy?
So that will. That's why you're here.
Please God help us.
$27. How much time does that buy me? 3.5 minutes. Go.
Talk real fast.
So we're going to, what we want to do is, as far as like releasing the episodes, and then we're shooting little promo videos. Mm-hmm. So we're going to put those out.
Yep.
So we have this, and Megan and I are women of a certain age. We're in our 30s.
Like Steven.
We still don't know how old Steven is. It's a secret. I know you know.
I do.
Oh my God, you know.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
How old is he? I swear to God, I will give you like hundreds of dollars. I will give you all of my money right now if you could just tell me how fucking old he is.
I feel like we talked about it in one of our podcasts.
One of the pre-jammers.
Oh God, yes. We're getting the archives.
Oh my God.
Jasmine,
oh my God.
Already likes this me is... more because I'm a woman, so I want you to know. I'm just I just snorted. Sorry that I snorted.
Is he older than 35? Don't look at him. He'll tell you not to say. Ah!
I'm not okay. The old one in this trio.
Okay, we got between 35,
older than
between 35 no, and 100.
Not true.
You are
okay,
older than 35.
Under 35, this yes. is more no. exciting.
You've lied so much, you don't even know how
I've
old you are.
I've lied so much, I forget. That is true.
I thought you were 36.
Nope.
Look at him. Oh, he is.
This is all lies.
I don't know.
I'm going to double it. I'm going to double it then.
Hold on.
This is the fucking project at hand now. This podcast episode has changed.
Well, this is the only reason.
I love that we have an entertainment podcast and we're just here talking about how elderly we are.
I know. Is that bad for branding?
Terrible branding. Well,
I don't really care about age. I've never been one of those people that cares about age.
I am.
Okay, good. Because that's my...
yeah, we know.
Speaking of...
I don't know. I just don't get why. I mean, for me, I'm not making any judgment. I just don't. I'm turning 37 in like 2 weeks. I don't care.
Yeah.
Guess, every you're single also time, a successful business baller. Like,
yeah,
I guess
like
so.
you really have money. Your shit together.
Well, I started my business at 26. See, when I was younger,
oh wow,
and Steven knows this. When I was 12, I felt that I was getting too old to do things. Like, I had a severe anxiety when I was younger, like to be successful, and so there was a lot of pressure put on myself that I now like work to not have, like, I kind of don't care. Now I'm like, okay, I've arrived somewhere. Like, mm-hmm. I've arrived at one piece of like the puzzle. But yeah, I mean, it's been years building it. It's been since 26. So it's not like it didn't happen overnight, you know?
That's badass though.
Yeah.
That's really cool. You started a business at 26.
That.
That's amazing.
That.
That's where I was at too.
That's
and so then cool. I was like, you know what? Let's start a podcast, you guys.
Yeah, let's
at
do it.
36.
This is the thing, Steven, is you're just gonna have to settle into the fact at some point that your fame and your success is going to come far more from this sort of arena, like it has with Christina, because you've been part of that puzzle. Mm. And it's a different kind of model. And maybe we'll hire you for really high-end brand videos too at some point if you want to take them on. But it's going to be this kind of thing. And it's going to be producing and creative directing. And like, that's what I see
know.
For
I'm
you.
Just worried that model ends dead in the street.
You're like always going to be worried about that. But that's not going to help that. That's your personality.
Right.
He's always going to think things are fucked. Like, he's always going to think things are fucked.
Very true.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, things are fucked.
Right.
So I'm not wrong.
No. You're not wrong, but ultimately you're not right either. You know, like.
Steven, stop being such a freaking bummer. Just perk up a little bit.
Good content as you know, it's golden. Yeah. I don't know if this is golden. I hope so. I would assume so. High vibes with those two and you. So.
See?
We got friggin' vibes going on.
See, you're negative and then you paired with two people who are so delusional. At this point, I'm so delusional.
Just latching onto the vibes.
I'm trying to keep it together because with this podcast, so this is coming out now. Mm-hmm. So like...
Are you excited?
I'm very excited. Yeah. So when we release this, this is going to be... This is super exciting.
Are you releasing all the episodes?
No, just once a week.
Yeah.
And then I planned, I've set up a little with the coming out of this, a promo tour. Tell me if this is smart because I have no management or anything and nobody that gives a fuck about me. Full tears.
I looked you up a bit. You're a comedian as far as I, okay. All right, cool.
And so what I'm doing is going on podcasts after this is going out and I'm guesting on a bunch of podcasts because people asked me to do them. And then once we started working on this, I was like, I'm going to wait and promote my podcast on another podcast.
That has followers.
Right? That has followers. Yep. And Megan's coming out here in a couple weeks. Cool. And we're going to hit the streets and just pimp our shit.
Quite literally. Our physical bodies.
Megan, are you a comedian as well?
Yes, but not as wildly successful as Wendy.
Okay.
Okay, I felt that was a little sarcastic.
That was not sarcastic. It's factual.
They are both doing well, comedians.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I would have done more research, but my shit is not as together right now because I'm so freaking busy.
Dude, it's more fun to do it like this and just be in the moment.
Also, too, at the end of the day, I hate doing too much research on people. I like experiencing them.
Yeah.
In person first, and then I can go back and be like, oh shit, you're famous.
And then you can go back and judge them by their online presence. I like the way you think.
Check.
In this case, she's going to leave and go, oh shit, you guys are not famous. Why did I waste an hour of my time?
She'll be like, so I gathered you're a comedian, but I couldn't find any credits. Explain.
You actually don't have a Google search happening.
Somebody did that yesterday at a show I had last night. Somebody tweeted at me today. I had a real good set. I mean, I'm all right. I'm all right at stand up, but there was a really packed crowd. And this guy tweeted at me and I'm trying to be better about like responding on Twitter to when people, and then like quoting the tweet.
That's a big deal. Interaction.
Right. And so this guy, he wrote, he was like, great show last night. He goes, I tried to look you up on Spotify and this is the only thing that came up. And it was a woman named Wendy with a Y. Starling. Ooh. And it had no tracks. And I was like, oh, that's funny. But then I'm like, oh shit, people are looking me up. Like I have a terrible website that I kind of update. I've been emailed through there twice for gigs from like big companies.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the biggest thing is like before you guys launch, get everything tight, you know, delete your personal one if you want to and put the podcast one up, like have just the Twitter account for people to, you want, as a comedian, as an entrepreneur, you don't want eight different networks of people to be able to contact you on.
Okay.
If people
want to,
do you know what I mean? Like delete.
Like, thank God I can delete my personal Twitter that I don't use anyway.
If you have a shitty website, don't have it up. Just delete it. If you can put up a Squarespace site that feels more like you, put up an image, maybe your recorded tracks and your contact information. That's all you need. Comedians don't need like, and then you need, I mean, look at Christina Hutchinson. Like she's fucking, her digital strategy has been tight.
Yeah.
Tight. It's like, sounds like her, looks like her. It's not too much. It's like the different points of content that she's doing. It's between her tours and she's being funny and she's not like throwing anything in your face. You don't see the tour being promoted too much. You know, it's really nice. It's like, and I know that she maybe has management in a different way, but follow that lead of subtlety, you know?
Right.
And just letting people be able to find you one or two places in this point, not in life in general. Subtlety in branding is better because then you don't have to manage so many different things.
Right.
In Brand Human, I talk about like find your hero network. So the one network that you're going to plug into.
What's it called? Your hero network?
Yeah. Like the one that is going to service you the best for your clients. And so if that's Twitter for you and then maybe Instagram is like contextual, right? And maybe Instagram you're not drawn to as much, or maybe it is Instagram and versus Twitter. But you have to make that decision. Otherwise, it's annoying. And too many
things. This makes me so happy. Everything you're saying.
So what is your hero network?
Probably Twitter right now, right?
Yeah, Twitter's great. People really like Instagram, though.
Most people, Instagram's the most powerful network in the world. But at the end of the day, Twitter is the second behind it. And it is incredible for SEO, search engine optimization, like which pulls all your content up. So if you have a robust Twitter account, you're on it daily, you're checking, you're retweeting, you're looking at your direct messages, do that for a while, you know, take Instagram off your plate. If you're not heavily visual, and you're not going to manage your visuals, just do Twitter.
Smart. Okay. Oh, I got to try one of those. I got to pick one.
You could do a Twitter account. An Instagram account for the podcast.
Right.
And that
we have one.
And that's something that I'm a little worried about getting the wires crossed, because right now everyone has personal Instagram and Twitter, correct?
Correct.
And then we also have...
Megan doesn't use hers, though. Let's be real.
I don't use my Twitter. I hate Twitter.
Delete it.
I cannot do it.
We have a Jammers
Pod. Thank you. I love this.
Instagram and Twitter?
Correct.
Yes. And I have the .coms locked.
Oh, cool.
And I'm working on... I've been doing Squarespace.
Who's going to manage the branded content? Like the Instagram for the podcast and the Twitter for the podcast.
I think the Twitter and Instagram for the podcast. I mean, carry the logins. It's us.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's like we need probably either not going to happen or it has to be managed by one person.
Okay, I'll do it.
So if you all log in and then Steven, like you could maybe like peripherally like look at it from time to time in post, but it has to be like a uniform voice and it has to be daily, because the kiss of death is like a real-time podcast that's interesting and funny, having like no through line on social media. I think like if it's not updated, you know what I mean? It has to be like, so put a strategy together. Like when you do a podcast, what's going to be the post on social?
And that's what we were talking about, was kind of figuring out a regimen that is every time a podcast comes out, you know, this is what we have come out with that, so that, you know, something, a creative video drops.
Are we
on
giving
Instagram
away the secrets to the listeners?
I mean, hopefully all this
did you
will
guys
be
just
active.
Have me on here to give you a strategy session for free? I kind of love that hustle. That's so,
exactly what we
it's
did.
The
Welcome
selfish
to the
help
selfish
podcast.
Help podcast.
Yeah. You guys are assholes.
You can give Jenna. No,
you guys,
you know,
are
what?
Total assholes.
Here, no, let's switch. Let's no, because I don't want to.
We're not even releasing this episode. This is all just for show. No mics are turned on.
Exactly. This is all just fucking. She was like, asshole being.
It's like, well, this is such a retro microphone. What is this, an empty soup can?
Yes, it's with a string at the end of it.
Dude, I watch a lot of comedy, actually. Like, and I really need to go to comedy shows. I'm pretty convinced I would love it more.
You want to come with me to go see Ali Wong on the 29th? I got free tickets.
Oh,
I got,
my God.
Yeah, my friend Kevin's opening for her.
Really?
Yeah, you want to go?
Yeah, I would love to go.
Let's go. Late show.
Amazing.
We're going.
We're just friends hanging out now.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's actually an equal exchange.
Yeah.
I'll give you strategy for days.
Yeah, see, you did get paid. No. So there.
See, and that's a tip. It's called networking. It's called giving.
It's called an ask and an offer.
Yep. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. No. Well, for me, it is.
It is now.
I usually do that at Brand Human. I think I was telling you guys that. But usually I find out who's in the room and I ask people to define their ask and offer, because it's annoying to just like be in the room and be like, I'm Jim and I'm a filmmaker. It's like, in what way? Like, why are you here? What are you doing? Like, what do you offer?
Yeah.
And it also puts people through a branding exercise of identifying, again, what they do and how to say what they do, because that's a struggle for so many people.
Yeah, that's a huge
thing. It is.
Thing.
That's a good point. Well, I think people hate, as much as people like talking about themselves, they hate having to like define themselves to a particular point. You know what I mean? Like that.
Well, and
it makes people nervous.
That's kind of how I justify having you on the podcast, because I do think this is a relevant conversation.
Unrecorded podcast.
Not just for us, but because everyone needs to be their own brand now. Like every human being, every 16-year-old kid, like in their own fucked up way, needs to be their own brand.
They already are.
Yeah.
They're better at this than we are.
Well, and that's something that
totally. They grew up
yeah.
with they
yeah.
grew up with it. But here's the other thing, and you said something that I really liked, which was starting with the actual human being first and then put and then going out, which is why I think it's good, like you said, you're not doing a lot of research. Cause it's like if you looked this up online, you're gonna see what I'm putting out for people to see.
Yeah.
Now, because I don't have a super refined social media, like my Instagram, like I'll put pictures for shows and then sometimes I think about it. And then I have if I know like I'm working towards a project that I know is coming out or I'm in talks with, I'm specifically posting things with because I know like, oh, these people are going to look at this for this.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of aware of stuff that way, but then I also need a lock on my Instagram for when it's after 2 a.m. and I've been drinking, because then it's just me like pictures of me eating pizza in the back of the garbage.
But that's also, kind of amazing.
On brand.
I think that's very on brand.
It's very on brand.
At the end of the day, like if things are like, so planned and so, you know, I mean, you got to be authentic. It's a buzzword, but that's what it just means, like what feels right to you, and your people will find you, you know. I mean, you're a comedian, comedians. So ultimately you can say all that stuff, you know.
Yes.
If I started saying all that stuff, I mean, it's not authentic to me to do that, right? It's not authentic to me to show that kind of content. So, but because it's not authentic, it does not match from the people I'm targeting. And I'm not really targeting any specific people, but in my tonality, right? Like we all have to find our own tones.
Right.
And that's your tone. And that's kind of interesting. To me, it's interesting. And to me, it shows a lot of just like...
It's going to be fun when I die of a heart attack.
So just,
just
keep doing it, but also keep lying to your mother.
You look so much
about
like
doing it.
Madonna. It's a weird.
Thank you. Compliment. Thank you.
Yeah.
She meant Madonna now.
And now I'm going to slip her a beard. That's what I call an ask and offer.
Oh, that's totally. No, really.
Using the new jargon.
It's like, very interesting. Are you Italian?
I don't know. My mom's making me do a DNA test.
23andMe.
Yes. Because my mother's, she's not like this way. And this is a very hard side note, and I don't care. I think it might be Italian or like something, but like my family's all very white, Eastern European looking. Mm. But my mom is always, she's like, it's something from your father's side. You're mixed with something. And when Trump got elected and my mother voted
your toxic side. Is that what she's trying to allude to?
And my mother voted for Trump and I try to be, and I was like, we didn't talk for, but I try to be like nice because I'm like, okay, well this is, so that was an uncomfortable conversation. But when Trump won, she was like, the day he won, she's like, I'm sorry. I know you're upset, but hey, so listen, I was thinking we should get that blood work done and see, because I think you might be like Jewish or maybe like Italian or something. And I was like, oh, this bitch, as soon as this guy's in charge, she's like, all right, my daughter's mixed with something pure. And it was a terror. So I purposely like have a
gun.
We should also say that Wendy's family are cops too.
Yeah.
Sidebar.
Well, they're retired.
Retired. Ex-cops.
Yeah, that's part of, is that on brand for me?
Where did you grow up?
Southern California.
Kind of.
Where in Southern California?
LA.
Okay.
Orange County.
Orange County. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's different than LA, boo-boo.
Well, LA/Orange County, East LA, and then moved back and forth when my parents were divorced.
Laguna or like Orange County? Like
Long Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm Long Beach.
Very, very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I spent a lot of time in Long Beach.
Did you really? When were you in Long Beach?
My friend taught at UC Irvine. And they lived in Long Beach. And then I've been between California and New York since I was 26.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So
I'm in LA every month, once a month.
Oh, you guys
gotta hang out. I saw that on your website.
Yeah. So I'm not actually going to LA until, I just realized this today, until September, which is nuts. For 2 years straight, I've been there every month for 8 to 10 days.
Holy shit.
Building my talks, and I'm going to Europe all of July, and I just don't want to get on another plane.
Ooh,
right now.
Fancy pants. What are you doing in Europe? Vacation or talks, or what are you doing?
I'm going to Greece all of July.
Well, excuse the fuck out
this
of me.
This is another thing I love about Jasmine, because Jasmine knows how to turn on and be in full work mode and then how to actually turn it off, which is a thing that I feel like we all have problems with because we are just on and working all the time.
Right. Yeah, because we're not successful. We're trying to be successful. Yeah. Right. So exactly. We have to be constantly working.
You understand? We do not have money to pay for a consult to find out how to be slightly less unsuccessful.
I got you.
So, yeah, she's allowed to go to Greece if she fucking wants to.
Well, you
she's
know,
owned her own business since she was 26 years old. Yeah. She's earned this.
Yeah. So I am. I've been toying with like how to write a brand human book, and I've sucked at it, and it's been like a year, and I've tried different things and nothing is like landing, and I'm not excited about anything. So I now I'm excited about something, and I know what the framework's going to be, and I can't be working on client work while I do this.
Ooh.
Because if I'm working on client work, I get distracted. I get tired. So I basically planned this. I bought my ticket in November. So I can afford these things too, because I plan mega far in advance, and it's like, I just pay it off, and I'm only going to one island and it's not fancy. And I'm getting my teacher training when I'm there for yoga just to like do it. Hmm. And so I'll have like the discipline of the yoga practice and then writing my book, and it's not fancy again. It's like, nope, not a party island. It's, you know,
the white so it's the trailer park of Greece. Which island is it? Let's give that a plug. That sounds like a vacation we can afford and our listeners can afford.
Icarus. It's not
Icarus, the trailer park of Greece.
It's definitely not the trailer park. It's insanely stunning, but it's just far out in the Aegean.
This
and
puts the ick. Icarus. Thank you. Good night. That's my. I had to do it.
And then
it's not funny. I don't think it's funny, but I had to do it.
New sponsor.
And Greece is not that expensive, actually. It's not like, I don't know, just all perception, you know, it sounds really romantic. It will be great.
Well, but you live in New York. I mean, you live in New York, anything is inexpensive compared to living here.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately it also, a month goes by so quickly and it's July and my business starts to slow down a little bit in the summer. And so I got to get a brand human book out and I got to get that content tight. It's just like time. The time will pass and there won't be another time. So I'm a strategist. I need to listen to myself with that shit. And I just don't do it here in New York.
Like, yeah.
I'll start writing and then I get distracted and I'm just not doing
it. Because you're doing cool shit in New York. There's cool shit to do, like with Soho House and things like that.
Yeah, but writing is a very disciplined practice.
And I'm doing a lot. I mean, I've been producing a lot of content for the last few years. I have all of it. I just need to like dial it into
sit down.
Yeah. And it's not going to be a normal book. It's going to be a little different.
It's a pop-up. It's a diorama.
It's a diorama.
Then me and Wendy will read it.
Done.
It's a flip
book. No words, all
it's
all
actually going to be kind of a flip book. It's going to be a book where you can oracle.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. So, thank you.
What the fuck?
So like, say, you
like
know,
see
you
the future.
Like, so you have a poetry book or something, right?
Okay.
And you like flip to any page and you read that poem and you just like apply it to whatever's going on. Mm-hmm. That's what my book's going to be. So,
oh, you mean like the Bible, the holy book?
Basically.
That's my,
haven't heard of that one. Is that
that's
good?
My model.
Awesome.
The brand human Bible. I'm kind of not kidding. It's like going to be a series of principles and I write short form, powerful copy. I don't like to go on and on and on and on. Entrepreneurs at this point don't have much time. Everyone's smart regarding their craft. If they're doing something independent, they don't need to hear me go on and on and on. I need to see something really powerful that sits with them and changes them. Like that's my task.
So
not to like lecture.
So let's do an exercise where Wendy spontaneously flips to a page. What does that page say? Go.
Oh, nice. I'm like totally not.
You're not an improviser.
I'm like, I mean, I am. Okay, sure. Whatever.
Here, let me. Do you want me to do a? Do you want to do one
in real time? Sure.
Or I can flip to my notebook.
Hey, why don't you flip to your notebook and I'll relate it to whatever your notebook says.
Oh Jesus, this is gonna be interesting.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh God. Oh God.
So I do like a lot of free writing in the morning. This is maybe helping with my. So this is probably not a. Here's the thing. I stopped. Hey, this is mom, dad. This is all for jokes.
Wendy is hiding her journal
just
right
like,
now.
Just like her Instagram.
I just
it just disappeared
lies.
From public view.
I do a lot of like weird free writing. And so I have fun things in there. The thing I opened to was the story about when I sucked a gay guy's dick in the bathroom to compare and contrast.
Okay.
With a gay man.
Okay.
We may or may not have been doing drugs at 4 a.m. on a Tuesday. But the moral of this story is I stopped doing drugs.
Okay.
But no, like that, not that night. She kept doing drugs. It wasn't like that was her rock bottom. She kept going.
3 o'clock this afternoon. That is a hacky joke, and I don't care because people will laugh at that because people are terrible and they don't know that. That's a bet. Well, that was not a good example. I was gonna find, and then it was a show for like, then it was like this secret, secret show that I'm trying to pitch. All I'm doing is I'm trying to pitch a travel show. People want to do a show with me, and all I want to do is try to get them to send me to Monaco. I'm really working on that's I'm trying to
I've
brand.
Actually been to Monaco.
Oh yeah, fuck you.
Oh too. Fuck off, Stephen. Jesus.
I'm saying.
When were you in Monaco? Did you sneak in Jasmine?
Was it for your 36th birthday?
In Monaco.
You did a music video
where Jay-Z and Dale Earnhardt were driving race cars through Monaco, and I was doing the B-roll for the MTV making of. That was my 20s.
And now you're here with us.
Now I'm
and
here
how long ago was that?
I can see why you're depressed and suicidal. Okay, I get it now.
The crazy thing about you, Stephen, is that you're sober.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
That's it's always a trip to me.
Seems to be a trip to a lot of people.
Yeah, you drink, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, you drink. Hell yeah. We're going to have so much fun on the 29th.
Oh, my God, it's
going
to be a blast.
Is it this
Saturday?
This Saturday.
Amazing.
Yeah, we have Glamour posts Friday and then Saturday.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Awesome. Just let me know where to be.
Oh, I'll
be
there. It's going to be sick. We're going to get fucked up. No, that's not true.
Yes. No, I do drink and I actually like, yeah, I don't do a lot of other drugs, but I couldn't imagine a life fully sober, honestly. I don't have the strength.
No.
I need.
Who does?
I hear that a lot.
I love wine and liquor and
oh man,
I don't do well. It just takes me everything I've ever done kind of takes me to a bad spot.
Remember in Boulder when Christine and I got so stoned?
This is amazing. I love this. Just this shit
this.
Talking about his age, about like Stephen, you need to learn your path in this world.
Jasmine and I have a very developed friendship at this point.
We do.
Because we've been through, you know how when you work with someone in a professional setting, but then it just becomes a personal friendship over the course of years, and then you kind of turn back and you're like, we're really good friends.
Yeah.
And we've done a lot of wacky things together.
It's true. Oh God, it's true.
How long have you guys known each other?
7 years? Seven, eight years.
Oh, like wow.
So how old were you
years.
When you guys no. met? Were you 29 when you met?
Digging at that.
Jeez.
I thought you were 36. Maybe you're 35. He's definitely not any younger than 33. I'm going to tell you that.
30s. I've been 30s for a while now, you guys. We can drop this.
Listen, interesting. It's interesting, the age thing. My grandmother never told her age.
What was her reason?
My grandmother's batshit crazy.
Well,
so the same as yours, Stephen. The exact same
sober.
Reason as yours.
I mean,
no, you know,
Grandma. If you listen to this, I apologize. You won't because you won't.
I was gonna be like, I hope we get the grandma demographic.
My grandmother is a psychiatrist and highly judgmental and really actually mean. And she tries to be nice, but she's so manipulative she can't be. But when I was younger, she would make up her age all the time and she'd be different ages depending on what was happening.
Yes.
Total pathological liar.
Love it. That's amazing.
Wendy's like my
married
spirit
six
animal.
Times. Married six times.
Well, yeah, with that kind
kicked
of...
Kicked out of Las Vegas.
What?
Not allowed to go
what?
Back.
Hold on. Out of the city? What, out of the entire... Not a casino?
Vegas? Wendy, this is something to aspire to.
This is amazing. I know.
Yeah,
Las
exactly.
Vegas is one of my few places.
Six
I can
husbands
just,
kicked out of Vegas.
My grandmother just... I mean, I don't know the full story. I just know she wasn't... really like asked to come, you know, the Vegas used to be run by mafia before it was run by the corporations. Mm-hmm. And so it used to be run very differently. And her last husband, I think had ties to the mob or was a mob boss on some level. And she just did what she did, which I think divorced him. And I mean, six times, it's actually a lot by the time you're like mid thirties.
Well, mid thirties, that's what she told you. She's like, my grandma says
she's like forties at that point.
She's like
I don't
75
know.
In a walker.
Yeah, exactly.
In a home.
No, she's like definitely not that. She's super, she's fierce.
Yeah.
She like never, I have a photo of her in Vegas with a, you've seen that photo at my house, right? With the beehive, really high beehive in like a tight ass Maryland dress with a gun pointing at her friend's head.
Oh my God. Maybe am I your grandmother? And
yeah, you might be. You might.
Well, you have to obviously your grandma's hot. Cause if you're going to lie about your age,
hot,
you have to be hot.
Hot for a really long time. She was one of those women who just aged really well. You know, my mom is the same way. I'm just starting to see my mom get older, which is weird. I'm like, oh, you're getting older.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time.
My mom too. That's why I just stopped talking to her. I was like, you have wrinkles.
You're like, I just,
like, I'm sorry. I can't be seen in public with you.
You're freaking grossing
me
out.
This is embarrassing.
I pretend it's because she voted for Trump, but I'm really like, gross. You're like, you have crepey eye skin.
Crepey? Gross, gross,
I've seen commercials
gross.
For that. Have you ever read the crepe? When should we start getting plastic surgery?
I was going to say, really, you're from LA. No plastic surgery yet.
I know. It's shocking.
It's amazing you didn't do it at like 16. I don't know what you would have had done, but.
We were both bulimic at 16.
Oh, so you were doing that. You were doing that California thing. Yeah. Okay. Fully making sure that you were on the right path.
I didn't need plastic surgery. I just did drugs and had eating disorders. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm gonna blow my money on plastic surgery.
No, I was going to get a nose job and then I wanted fake tits. As a woman, I'm over 27. I'm not a size 2, so it's like Hollywood can fuck off. Like,
how old are you?
35.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to figure out when to start getting plastic surgery if I need it for hotness.
Five years ago.
Fuck you. I should have got fake tits 5 years ago and I wouldn't have to write jokes. You know what I'm saying? I could be
exactly.
Married. I could be living in Monaco.
Yeah.
Or at least Icarus.
You'd be so bored in Monaco. You'd be like, where the fuck? Why am I in Monaco?
I know, but isn't that why you do drugs?
To get to Monaco.
Yeah,
that's all. Wendy's just been doing cocaine, being like, when is it gonna be enough to get me to Monaco?
You have to sell.
Like, that's not how it works.
There's
it's not how this works.
An answer to that, actually, on
some
level,
and I'm gonna find out on my travel show. I really hope they get pick
what?
Up this
what,
fucking
what
show.
Is this show?
It's called Cocaine to Monaco.
No, that's my 10th favorite ska band.
It's cocaine called to Monaco. Wendy to hosts. Monaco. What is that road? The Silk Road. Wendy hosts Silk Road.
Yeah. Silk Road, the illegal drug?
Yeah. It's
just where you buy drugs
Wendy's
on the black
smuggling guy. Opium.
Like, you are going to visually paint out this a Silk Road.
It's fun because what it is, the show then will chronicle. So first it's like a travel show. Mm-hmm. And then by the third episode, it's like Orange is the New Black mixed with Oz.
Yeah.
So it's me traveling and then
getting violently raped.
And then getting violent, hopefully, you know. I mean, why else go to jail? Why do you think I'm carrying all these drugs around? I have a purse and
eventually get violently raped. Yeah.
I got a purse and a camera crew and a bodyguard. I could put the drugs in my purse, but I put them in my ass because that's the only way I feel things. I want to feel alive.
This is a great idea with getting breast implants. One, your tits will look way huge because we're just going to put kilos of cocaine in the implant.
That's amazing.
To smuggle it. $1 million ideas left and right over here.
She's such a good friend. She looks out for
you. I like to think of myself as a visionary too, you know?
Nice. I like that.
Ooh, I like it. I'm going to fly you out for this meeting I got with these people.
I'm an entrepreneur. Wendy is my drug mule.
Yeah.
Perfect.
How to get your friend to smuggle cocaine in her breasts.
Yeah. While drinking Crocs.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Megan's drinking that hipster shit.
What's
happening with
bubbly
that
water.
Fucking brand? Okay, like that brand went from like 0 to 60 real quick.
Yeah, how
like
did that?
People love a sparkling water drink so badly. By the way, I brought one.
You know what it was because
but
because,
it's that specifically because Perry has never been that successful.
No, oh, because
this is a good branding question for you,
Steven. Speaking of sparkling water, yeah, this is great. Well, it's once something becomes cool or it becomes, you know, like,
yeah, it's weird though. It's like it's a brand like that. It's like identity for people.
No, they're, you know,
like,
what it
I drink
is?
Crocs and I'm so I'm this way. It's a weird.
But I think it came
is
along
that what
right
it is?
When everyone's trying to wean themselves off of drinking soda because we're all trying to stop putting
did people
diabetic
drink
amounts
soda,
of
soda though.
I
ever?
Think. I mean, I grew
a lot
up
of people
drinking.
Drink soda.
Yeah, I grew up drinking like at least one can of soda,
but not like in your adult life.
Yes,
I
loads
mean,
of adults drink
out,
soda.
And I actually had a problem with like Red Bull and like serious
really?
Like caffeine stuff. Yeah, like
diabetes well,
and
I, in a
for
glass.
A while. Yeah,
because you don't drink. Most people I know that drink soda don't drink beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
It's a sugar,
so it's like a substitute.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Fuck. No, I don't. I didn't think soda was like that anymore.
No, and that's actually why I drink sparkling water because that's like.
Oh, it's
it
like
feels like
feeling.
Soda. Yeah, mm-hmm. It feels like soda, but it's not
the
sugar.
Interesting.
And it's the same
I guess
bubbly.
That makes sense.
It's like a beer. Do you know what else I think is really key to getting into like the zeitgeist of popular brands? Because fuck the Quell Water did this. There's, you know, when you're on social media, you're on Facebook and it'll have a quiz of like which whatever Harry Potter character are you. I swear to God, I saw one where it was like, which flavor of La Croix are you?
Oh, you definitely saw that.
And it was like,
oh, I 100% believe that existed.
And I 100% got Pomplemousse, and I do pronounce it Pomplemousse.
I pronounce it pamplemousse.
What the fuck is that?
Well, what's you say?
Apricot.
Fuck you. Well, that's a callback to the
first episode.
We're good at our job. Oh,
so dumb.
So what we need
but
to
no,
do?
But no, because Perry has been around longer. You guys with?
Making an online quiz to find out which Jammers character you are.
So
there's three options.
If we designed an online quiz, Jasmine, how would we go about getting that?
I don't fucking know about that.
You don't know how to?
I don't know.
No. What about how do we go?
I don't really know.
How do we go viral?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Besides, I mean, the obvious way.
When you pull out your pussy.
You know what I mean?
Pull out your liver-filled pussy.
We'll be the hottest podcast on you, porn.
Hold on. That was my liver. Let me find my pussy. Oh, the kidney fell into the right lip.
I love how you're grabbing around your heels.
Yes. My liver
Steven,
is...
Steven, it's not a visual podcast. Nobody knows that.
I am grabbing around my heels because I have an enlarged liver from all the drug and alcohol abuse.
That's also where her pussy is.
Right.
Is your vagina not in the heel of your foot? I don't understand.
I mean, what is going viral anymore? Like, what's the definition of that?
Yeah, it almost seems like it's not even, it doesn't seem like, I mean, I'm going to talk out of my ass real hard right now. Or out of my diseased liver real hard. But it didn't seem like a big deal because I can remember a while ago when you needed things to go viral. As a comic, you get a clip up or you get something or even like you get a late night spot or you do things.
I just means like getting a lot of hits, right? Like,
right. You're just getting a lot of hits, but all you
really
but
quickly.
I think it means making something that's good enough or that just strikes a nerve in people that they pass.
But you have to get really clear on who are those people? Who do you want to share things and what in what communities and where? Because, you know, going viral for me is going to be different than going viral for you guys, right? Like, maybe different communities give a shit about our content in different ways. So you got it clear on who do you want to care? Yeah. Who do you want to share it? Like,
well,
what would be the ultimate
Wendy and Megan, who do we want to care about Jammers?
I think this is a podcast for everyone. So everyone, grandmas, Jasmine's grandmother is going to be a number one listener.
Probably.
Teen boys.
I would like teen boys. I would like old men with money to listen to it. I'm just thinking of people I'm trying to fuck.
teen boys and old men with money.
Amazing. You're so good.
I did get a text. You want me to read this text? I probably shouldn't. It's from an anonymous person. I don't have a name.
Please.
Do you want me to read this?
Yeah.
This is very on brand.
Is this the page in your book that you're just pulling
Yeah,
out?
This is the page of my book. This is, you know what? Fucking wait, don't edit. This is real.
Is it really not a
Bible
name?
Verse?
It's from a
this
random number. You're just not going to tell
it's
us.
It's a random number. I swear to God, I can see this is a random number. Okay. I got a text last night. It said, hi, is this Wendy? I didn't know who it was. I didn't respond.
Okay.
And then I get this. Hey, my friend has a friend who is your friend and they recommended I text you. I enjoy the habit of being a sugar daddy financial servant. You can say, and so was told you might be interested in that. If not, then my apologies. I get contacted to do fucking dom work, like FinDom stuff. And I did it a while ago with one guy and he was such a fucking bitch, which I guess is their part, very on brand for him. But it's to the bitch to the point, he was like, I don't have time to deal with this. And then the more I ignored him, I blocked him on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he would send me like $40 and I would be like, go, you know, put piss in a bowl and put your face in the pee water and send me a picture. And he did it. And then he would be like, thank you, mister. And like, send me $40.
Venmo you or something.
Yeah. But they're so needy that I couldn't do it. But so that was my Bible verse. So this is my actual real life.
And I just love that you're like, these submissives are so needy.
I know.
But why doesn't would it be interesting to someone like that to just be like, knock at their door and be like, write me a check for $10,000?
That's what
I would do.
We're going to find out.
Would you like?
Yeah, with this guy.
But I think that's what you see happening when you see like the idea of financial domination right now is very.
Well, people with a lot of money have big, big issues, especially if they're men and single.
Yeah. Tell me about a sister. Tell me about a sister. They got like, this is a question. So, and I've talked to Christine about this because and I'm super honest on stage. I talk about my real life on stage all the time because I was just doing shows in bars, right? We're just doing like nobody gives a shit. No one's paying attention. Well, now all of a sudden in the last, I would say year and a half, I'm starting to build a fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, and I've had this conversation with Christina where it was like, when she started to realize that like, oh fuck, people are listening to this. Oh fuck, people are coming to shows.
Yeah.
Then you have to kind of pull back and go like, what do I keep for what's for entertainment and what's for my private
life. I wonder about that with comedians because it is such a, it's so exposing, you know? I think that that's actually probably the largest brand struggle you're ever going to confront.
Yeah.
Is what do I share and what do I not share?
Right.
And how can I twist this story and how can I keep this, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because
we stumped her.
I know.
I mean, I'm not stumped. I just think it's the biggest thing you're going to have to worry about. Like, how do you do it?
You know,
that's, you have to answer that question.
I have to say though, that that was something that was really freeing for me, was just because I had no choice in Christina publicly talking about all this stuff.
Everyone just knows about his asshole.
No, everyone knows about my asshole, but
I don't, because
Jasmine hasn't listened to the podcast out of respect.
out of it's true. It's just like,
because
that's,
she
just
needs to still look me in the eye.
That's just stuff I don't totally need to know, you know?
Yeah, right.
And it's also because sexual stuff like that to me isn't, it's just, it's actually not that interesting. No offense.
Yeah.
It's just our bread and butter.
Yeah. Plus, who wants to hear about it?
It's really interesting. It's really an interesting thing for a lot of other people. I am interested in Christina for who she is as a comic and a professional.
Right.
I think she's hilarious, and she sometimes talks about sex stuff. She doesn't always just talk about sex stuff. She talks about other stuff too,
for sure.
And it's just that I don't need to listen to a whole thing about sex. Like, I respect everyone who does. It's just, it's still not my jam.
Right. Plus, who wants to hear about some 42-year-old's asshole? Steven.
Yeah. Oh, that was
cruel. He's 42.
Thank you.
Oh man, I'm just going in for it. So Megan Rice doesn't, well, shit. Okay. So, I mean, I guess I'm in charge of the Instagram.
Well, no, see, this is what I was thinking. I think we could both, since seen as we operate on one brain.
You don't use social media
at all.
I use Instagram. No, I do not use Twitter.
You don't, you post,
I use Instagram.
How often? You need to post every, you need to post more than once a day.
And put, like, I post once a month.
Yeah, I
That's
know.
Good.
So
I'm getting better.
Do you not like it?
I don't like social media. I've never liked it. That's what with Twitter, I can't. I've tried to fuck with it so many times.
How do you write?
And I'll get in there.
Your shows,
I just
and
don't like it.
How do you ever, do you look at it a lot and you just don't like to post a lot? Or do you just have like really no habit of with it?
No, I don't even look at it a lot.
That's so awesome.
I just don't like Twitter. I just don't. I don't know if
you're
being sarcastic.
You're an exceptional human being. So many people spend most of their time now looking at feeds, you know?
It's
a huge
creepy
fucking part of.
See, I think that's a good thing, but then also I'm like, well, if I'm a comedian, we're doing this podcast, I need to be more involved in social media.
I would say
media.
If that is not your jam, then you should not be doing it. I firmly believe that. Let one of the people here who knows how to do it, do it.
Yeah, I'll do it. I already called Instagram. We're doing a live business
unless
meeting.
Unless you really want to get booked for shows independently and that is part of your strategy, then you have an active Instagram that's like well curated, probably just sharing the podcast stuff and some of your live show information and a direct link that gets people to contact you, like bookers and stuff. Are they called bookers? Is that really lame? Did I just
yes. No.
I don't know what the fuck they're called.
Booking yeah, managers. They are. They're called bookers. Yeah. I need to learn how to do a website because I know that they're Squarespace.
I've been doing Squarespace. It's very easy.
I am very
That's
dumb.
What I was thinking of, just Squarespace.
That's not going to be Wendy's.
There's no way we
situation.
Could figure it out.
You think it's easy because that's something
that's what
you can adapt to.
Yeah,
it's
Steven, stop putting...
A creative.
Yeah, I'm a creative. I'm the talent.
Why am I not a creative? I'm a creative.
Because you can do math.
You're creative, but...
yeah,
you're,
exactly.
Your creative takes actually quite a bit of technical skill.
Hmm.
Your
I'm
creative
a nerdy
capabilities.
Creative.
Yeah, you're a nerd
Great,
creative.
Thanks.
The worst.
The worst.
The double, triple worst.
We took over the world and now everyone hates us.
I know.
You fucking Yeah, you're nerd. The reason I have to feel guilty about not using Twitter.
Oh, God.
Steven.
I love, oh, God. So, okay, so we have, so I'm doing Instagram. You're doing the website.
Working on the website.
Okay. What are you going to do, Megan?
Nothing.
Well, I think you should do, if we're going to do a Twitter, you should do the Twitter. Because Instagram, I can fuck with.
No, but you don't.
Twitter, I cannot.
No, but you won't.
But
fight.
I can.
Fight. Fight.
But I can.
I think you can both keep the login to the Instagram and
just
but see who takes
have a
to
bit
it.
Of like an understanding of a content strategy
right.
and a schedule and know like the different points of content you want to share and get on the same page.
Here's a question. With the schedule, and this goes to everybody. So with, and you know, with like social media, their peak hours. and somebody tried to tell me the peak hours multiple times, and every time I ran away because I'm like, I don't want that information because I don't want to be hyper aware of posting.
It's
like,
also not true. There's no like general peak hours for Instagram.
For every single brand all the time,
because at the end of the day, like if you're a brand like Coca-Cola versus a comedian, you have different peak hours. So you can't understand your peak hours unless you understand your community and you have insights from your own specific content. Mm. So your page would become a business page, right? Versus a personal account.
Okay.
And then Instagram would give you access to insight and analytics. So then you know what times to post.
Interesting.
As a content creator, I have to say, I think it's also really important to maintain a quality of content and not necessarily for you guys as comics. You know, like the comedy.
Because you're trash anyways.
The comedy comes from just making things that are spontaneous and real.
Right. So is it not good that I post pictures of pizza for 17 nights in a row?
No, that's perfect.
And by night, I mean morning.
Coca-Cola. Like if Coca-Cola puts out the shit that you puts out pieces of them eating pictures of them eating pizza, that's not going to work for Coca-Cola, but that totally works.
But you guys need to get on the same page as far as what is the brand. You know, who is Steven in relationship to this brand? Who are you in relation to this brand? Who are Wendy? You know what I mean?
He's our nerdy dad, and we're vestigial twins. That's okay. Basically the podcast.
I mean, and is he going to be highlighted at all, or is it just going to be you guys? Like, what I would come up with is like, what are our points of content? And then I would say, like, what are examples of those different pieces of content?
Oh, we should show her. You haven't seen the cover.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, then that's good for
we should.
Maybe you sent it to me in that email.
Yeah, I think
but
I sent
your emails
you a link.
Are so intense.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're so long.
I mean, I really appreciate them as a strategist because I will read line for line because they always have shit I need to hear in them. I usually respond with like four lines.
But as a person with shit to do, I do not appreciate
it. Wrap it up.
No, I appreciate it. I do appreciate it. I told you, keep them long. I like the long ones.
Yeah.
But I just don't remember if I saw a graphic or not. That's what I'm saying.
It blend together with all the words.
Speaking of Steven's emails.
Yes.
This is fun. We're having like a live business meeting. When you sent us the clip of a thing, and I don't want to say because, it's already out, the 12 Monkeys thing. Did you send a clip of a Trump rally to fuck with
Thank
us
you.
To make sure we even watched it as like a trick?
No.
That was my guess. Or was it an accident?
Did you actually go to the link and it was a Trump rally?
Yes.
Yes.
That's amazing.
We clicked in and we're like, he's doing this because he probably thinks we don't even read his emails. And
the phone and we were going over the email together and I clicked on it and I was like, what the fuck?
No, I didn't.
And then Wendy clicked on it and I was like, this
really funny.
Is a trick, which
that was
I
an
like.
Actual mistake.
Yeah.
See, I like to think that you're going to start just doing that on a regular basis. Like every email, just like a weird sentence that doesn't make sense.
Well, you know how sometimes YouTube, you go and you like go to copy the link and it will change into another link. Like it has YouTube is like glitchy and weird. And I think it's the Russians probably.
Should I text this?
What isn't the Russians? What isn't?
Trump pornography that comes out.
Just Trump's huge dick.
Jasmine, I actually do have another question for you before we get out of here. Mm. What about, because I think one of the things with this is as this comes out and goes out in the world, I think we're actually trying to create a true community and interact with people. What do you think would be the best way to approach that?
I would actually go live with your podcast on Instagram or Facebook.
Mm.
And I would do live interaction. And I would answer questions live and I would look at it every once in a while and I'd have it like up on another iPad. That's what I would
do. That's interesting.
I like that. I didn't even think about that. And that's a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because we do want people to like ask us questions and be involved with it. And that would be a way to get it immediate.
Yeah. You could also just have it looking at like the alligator head.
Hmm.
And it wouldn't even be looking at you. So they couldn't even see the video of you. They could just hear the audio.
Oh.
Like you could do something interesting where, you know, you could still feel free to like do whatever. You know what I mean?
Still feel free to look like garbage.
Yeah. To not have to put a bra on. Perfect.
Perfect. We did promo stuff on the way here and I put on like an extra coat of eyeliner because I forgot. That's always because it's the benefit of doing a podcast is you could show up looking like shit. But put a camera in. Fuck. There goes,
really harsh as my mouth.
Instagram Live for comedy hasn't been used yet, and I think it really is probably the next wave of comedians. Like,
I'm sure there are comics there that would argue.
Oh, God. I feel like that's all my phone does is alert me to people just being like, look, I'm doing bits at McDonald's. Yeah, and
everyone
it's like,
you follow
fuck yeah.
is
going to
be live all the time.
But it's like, I think I don't think like really good people are using it.
But the trick is to not overwhelm people.
Yeah. So it's perfect for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's to yeah. schedule it and yeah, do exactly. something special.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
I would just alert people like through an email list or through Twitter that like you're going to go live in with your podcast episode in a day or in 2 hours, whatever, like countdown to it. Then you go live and then you can get questions while you're on air. You know?
Yeah. And that's good for the show too. Like we have an email set up and people can email us jammerspod@gmail.com with questions.
You could take questions from Twitter.
Right.
You could take guests from, you know, like what are the questions? I think you have to ask like, what's the call to action for your people? Like, what are you trying to get them to, are you trying to them to be like, when do you want a cool story? You know, like, what do you want?
Well, I think the thing is, and this is, what do you think this is? Because it all goes back to selfish help. And
right.
The things that exactly. that are selfish for other people that we can then make selfish.
Right. And it's
us.
Similar to like what you were saying, which is Megan and I, this was something that we, our idea, and it took us fucking forever. And thank God I met Steven and he knows how to
yeah,
do all this shit.
Never would have come together yeah. otherwise.
Thank God for this.
He's a great producer.
For this tech talent over here. But we drink too much. We smoke too much. We eat a bunch of garbage. We are like super unhealthy. And we're like, okay, we need to fucking live for at least 5 more years. Cause one of us needs to get famous enough to like go on a tour and fly first class. That's
to ride on the coattails of the other.
That's all we want to do. And so we were like, oh, we should do where we like do these challenges for a week and cut out, like add something positive or take out a negative behavior for 1 week. And then we come back and discuss our experiences.
I see.
And we couldn't work it out. And then Steven.
Well, and I like that because at the time we were doing a podcast mm-hmm. together, Jasmine, and that kind of fed back to the general idea of what mm-hmm. we were doing, where it's like, I just want to talk to people that are out of my wheelhouse, mm-hmm. you know, that have something to say, that have something to contribute mm-hmm. that I'm really interested in. Mm-hmm. So when Wendy and I initially talked, it was just kind of this like, oh, we're on similar paths. This makes sense.
Yeah. And so we just meshed the two. So it's like, we want things that like we want to learn how to do. And then people that we think have interesting jobs or things and they do something that can like help us.
Yeah.
And help people in general.
So to sum up, what is our brand? What have we learned here today?
God, I don't know. What is that's the problem. I'm worried about this financial. Let me text this guy. We need advertising money, right? Let me get on. Sorry. Somebody has to fucking
yeah,
get
Wendy's
money
got
for
a
this
job
podcast.
Interview real quick.
I have to run the fucking this is all I've learned from this is that you're old as shit.
No, you shut your fucking mouth. I'm running that goddamn Instagram.
No, you're not. I'm
you're
gonna
running
block you.
Yes, I am.
I'm gonna block you.
Oh my God, if you fucking block me from our own Instagram.
We're doing this and we're keeping it in because I think it's real. This is a part of my life that I do want to share because I don't know who the fuck this person is. Have you done this before? And then I'm going to be
also,
like...
Also, can I get your name? Maybe.
And then I'm gonna
I don't
write,
know. Maybe ask him his name.
Do not waste my fucking time. They love this shit.
This is a business lesson in itself. Right?
Yeah, exactly. She's having another business meeting at a business meeting.
Yeah, this is called multitasking in New York. I'm doing a podcast and I'm financially dominating somebody. You don't have to fuck. These people are so weak. And if he listens to this, he'll probably, when this episode comes out, he'll be like, oh, I'm so humiliated. I'm going to read his phone number.
Do you get these people on retainer?
I don't know. That's what I'm going to.
You should get them on like a recurring payment per month.
We should just
that's
start a Patreon just for yourself.
I'm like, I might be interested. Do not waste my fucking time. That's good, right?
Good.
Yeah. Do not waste my fucking time. And then I'm going to say, I'm recording a very successful bud. I am in the studio. Ever heard of Jammers? I didn't think so. It's not released yet. And it's probably going to be canceled because it's supposed to be a comedy podcast. And I feel like we're being funny, but then also we're trying to get information. It's a very tough balance.
Really care about self-help? Either of you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Care about not being a giant piece of shit 24 hours a day.
No, I do. I'm into like the mindful, like we've done the episodes up until here as far as like learning about makeup. So I've done things like where I wear more makeup now and I go out and I like meditation and mindfulness.
I wear more makeup now when I go out. And
that was the first episode. That was the first guest.
Who was that?
Our friend who does makeup.
Why do you have to wear more makeup when you go out? Am I missing something?
Well, just because like it to be like, ooh, wear makeup and see, you know.
Oh, like become more like, yeah.
Well, and, like learn how to apply makeup properly.
Okay.
And then I.
That was what I haven't worn more, but I know if I do wear it, it won't look quite as shitty as before.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when I started wearing it out, I'm like, ooh, I like wear makeup. Mm. So it's a combo. And then the booze, I like drink less. I knew I have a beer now, but I mean, back in the day. Yeah,
I drink less.
I drink less at a time.
Yeah. I don't have three beers simultaneously open right now.
I don't have on my normal beer helmet, which is, I got to say, it's much nicer to wear headphones to do the podcast and not my sports beer mug helmet. I can actually hear you guys. I feel like that's really helping with the timing
probably,
of the show.
Yeah.
But you look way less cool. That's the problem.
I know. This fucking idiot.
Did he hit you back?
Look at. Yeah. This is so fun. Well, we fucking, I'll put the phone on Instagram. I'll post it. Yeah, exactly. I've put pictures of this. I think I've been doing this. Yeah, I was like, have you done this before? And he's like, you could say that about 5 years off and on. I said, I might be interested. Do not waste my fucking time. And he's like, a little more than 5 years. I don't want to lie. And then he wrote, I didn't plan on it. And I said, I'm working in the studio now. This is our studio technically. Everything's a lie. Social media is a lie.
But it's not.
Yeah,
a lie.
Steven learned that. Steven learned last episode that everything is a lie.
Oh my God. We have to fucking rebuild this goddamn bridge. The last episode we lied to him, and then we start this episode, and he's just like, please, please, please.
Do you know
don't
how much
up.
Money yeah. people are charging right now for like personal brand digital strategy? So I just got a proposal because even though I do branding, like I'm not so good with my own. Like I'm fine. What do you think of my stuff?
I think
it's like fine.
I honestly think the hardest thing is finding the time to do it, you know, like, and just focusing and pinpointing exactly what you want for your brand and then getting that, because that's entirely,
it's all like art separate. Direction shit. It's all like short videos and like graphic design. And, but I need someone to like do like a full strategy for like the Brand Human Instagram and my Instagram.
Right.
And like, I mean, it's fine. It's, but it's not like.
It's good, but I think that it, to get it to where you would want it to be, you would have to hire more people than you have right now.
Right. So it's so expensive.
How about, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets really
I was quoted a $1,500 a month.
To have somebody run your, listen.
No, not run
we'll
it.
We'll do it for free. Like, we'll do it for free.
I'll do it for pizza. I'll do it for 3 a.m.
Yeah,
pizza.
We'll do it for,
like,
can I get a bottle of whiskey?
And like, make sure that like everything's linked. And it's actually a beautiful proposal and it looks magical, mm-hmm. but I'm like, that's a significant spend. And he wouldn't be running my Instagram. He would be like planning it.
And then you still have to post pictures?
Yeah.
I'm going to get this kid. How much money do you need?
Yeah, exactly.
I need $1,500 a month for the next 6 months, and I'll do your brand strategy.
Thank you. We're going to work this out.
This is a tell him, an tell ask me. And give.
This is an ask and offer.
An ask and offer.
These people are, we're going to get this fucker to pay, give us money for something, at least drinks for the Ali Wong show.
Yeah.
Look at this. He said, before I get into anything with you, though, I have no clue what you look like. For you thought you might be interested. Oh, for... Maybe if you listen to the show, if we were going live, you would know that I looked like Madonna and and Madonna from not present day Madonna, Madonna
no,
from
new
Cherish.
Madonna, current Madonna.
Madonna from Cherish
current Madonna.
Thank you. For holidays.
God, these it's fucking true. People. We got a lot of work done.
Also, too, how is he getting recommended and he's not Googling you?
Yeah, and he spelled my name properly. He spelled it W-E-N-D-I. And I know this
so
from...
So then you know he Googled you.
So, yeah, so then he definitely...
So he's all, let me just get free pictures right now.
Yeah.
That I can, like, get...
Jerk off to.
You, ooh, exactly. Send him your liver pussy.
I will.
You'll definitely get the job.
Why is she sending me pictures of an old football?
Why is there hair on that old football?
You dropped your football in the gutter.
God.
Is that a rat on the end? The rat is this rat is eating that old hairy football.
So basically, don't tweet at me when this goes live.
Do it. We'll listen. We're gonna protect.
You're gonna
your
talk
brand.
To Wendy about that because she's in charge of our Twitter, whereas I am in charge of our Instagram.
No, you're not.
You are not. No, you're not.
I'm doing Instagram.
Fuck both
I'm
of
tell you.
You
that right now.
Why can't I? No. Why? Jesus Christ! This
because
whole fucking show is about
archetype.
Bettering ourselves.
Okay.
I'm an archetype of what, an asshole who can't use Instagram?
Yeah, and I want to better this podcast. So I'm going to do the Instagram.
This is bullshit. I'm doing the fucking Instagram.
Nope, wrong. I'm going to block you right now. I'm blocking you. I'm changing the password.
I will end this fucking podcast.
I'll change the password.
End this podcast.
I will change the password right now.
And your new co-host, Jasmine.
Isn't there... Why don't we put Megan in charge of new social media? She can control our peach.
Nude social media?
All the new social media sites. You're like, oh, I gotta reserve my
your name. Oh no, that's definitely not happening. I'm definitely not learning a new thing. Instagram, I already know how to work, so that's like in my wheelhouse.
Don't you see like every couple of months a new Instagram comes out and everyone's like, oh, you have to get on this new thing. Like when Snapchat came out, you know, it was like, oh, we have to figure out our strategy for network.
Oh God, yeah, that's what I want. Megan running the Snapchat. She can't.
I don't know what the fuck Snapchat is.
It would just be a shaky video and then like a tit
with a
and
rabbit
a beer.
Face. Is that all it is? Is Snapchat's just people putting rabbit faces on their breasts, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I hope so.
Nailed it.
So, Jasmine.
Yeah. I'm sorry you guys didn't learn anything.
No, I think we have learned.
We learned a lot.
I think we have come a long way.
All right.
I feel like we learned a lot. Ask an offer, yeah. Right? That's important.
A new phrase.
Right. We learned that.
Do we have a strategy to work out for next week?
Yeah, we do. Well, here. We already got the strategy. I'm doing the Instagram. So we're going to break up the.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Your mean, angry stares don't come across on the podcast. It's not visual.
Okay. Megan Rice, I love you. We're going to talk about this off air.
Maybe your friendship is our brand.
Oh, is our friendship the brand?
No fucking shit, that's our brand. Yeah. Jesus, Steven, where have you been?
Oh, right.
Liver pussy.
That's the symbol of our brand.
We're going to set up a quiz that people can take. We'll put out a quiz. We'll start working on the Witch Jammers character. Yeah. That's, I think, is good because that, you know, seems to work for, sparkling water.
So, and this is very similar. Sparkling right, water.
Totally.
And that'll be, you can either get you, me, Steven, or Pamplemousse.
Yeah.
Jasmine, for Wendy's very successful business, Sugar Daddies, where can we find you on the internet?
Yeah. Where can people find you?
Jasmine's face says, I'm good, you guys.
Yeah, she's like,
just try to find me.
Oh, we're posting.
She's going to have you bleep out her last name.
Brandhumanmethod.com.
Yes. And if you are a serious business person,
or quietpoints.com, my agency on record for design and strategy.
This is really, we're branching out your brand. We're growing the brand human brand. Jasmine's looking at me like, you sucker me into this one, Steve.
Yeah. No, it really,
listen, I believe in everything you touch. I really fundamentally do. I'm not fucking with you. I wouldn't be here. I don't do anything I don't want to do.
Yeah.
It's like
Steven.
Part of my life. I just don't. I don't. I cancel.
I bring in these serious, I'm an asshole. These my serious business friends here for you guys. And
God, not with that voice. That voice was so like my serious business friends.
This is like your talking voice.
I know. That's true.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Sorry.
It's your NPR talking voice.
Jammers?
Searching for the difference between.